I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1798. That was the day Kentucky became the first state to nullify an act of the United States Congress. The federal government had passed the Alien and Sedition Acts during the presidency of John Adams. These laws were passed as a reaction to the French Revolution and an undeclared naval war with France. These acts had several consequences. They increased the residency requirement for American citizenship from 5 years to 14. They allowed the president to imprison or deport immigrants considered to be dangerous to the peace and safety of the United States. And they effectively limited speech, which was critical of the federal government. Kentucky argued that states had the right to declare unconstitutional any acts of Congress that were not authorized by the Constitution. There was much uproar by other states due to Kentucky's nullification stance. These two acts were eventually allowed to expire a few years later in 1800 and 1801, but they were the forerunner for later federal laws that would be wielded against the labor movement. The Espionage and Sedition Acts, which were passed in 1917 and 1918 during the U.S. involvement in World War I, echoed much of the same spirit of the earlier acts. Under these new laws, in July 1917, nearly 1,200 strikers at the Phelps Dodge Copper Mine in Arizona, many of them of Mexican descent, were loaded onto railroad cattle cars without food or water and left in the New Mexico desert. In September that same year, the Justice Department staged massive raids on the Industrial Workers of the World offices, arresting 169 union leaders. In 1918, labor leader Eugene V. Debs was in prison for opposing the United States' entry into World War I. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.